Good evening and welcome to Scratched Up Radio Theater on listener-supported KKRN Community Radio. Tonight's presentation will include two short plays, News from a Satellite and Adventures in Cooking, written and directed by Lily Dubois. Starting us off is News from a Satellite. Imagine yourself in a radio space station 2,000 miles above the Earth in a newsroom.
Oh, hello. You the new copywriter?
Yep. The shuttle just docked last night, so I hit the ground running. Coffee's ready, Pacifica newsfeed is rolling just fine, and I think I've got today's live news all ready for you. Here.
Well, that's nice to hear. That's the way to do it. Nice to have you aboard. I'm Louise Lang, anchor. Want some coffee?
Oh, I've had enough coffee. Nice to meet you. I'm Leroy. Leroy Barnes.
Any good stuff in the news this morning?
Well, it's mostly grim.
Got that right. It always is. I'll take a look at it. Any sound bites?
Yeah, a few actualities from the network. Sound clip from the president, another bombing in D.C.
Good. Less for me to read.
Sure. This is great. This is my dream, to work on the actual Mir Communications satellite. Gosh, it must be super to live up here all the time.
Ay vey. My year will be up soon, and when I get home, I'm never coming back.
What, you're going to leave?
Damn right.
But this is so cool.
Yeah, it is for about a week, but there's nothing to do here but work.
There's no social life? No bowling alleys, handball courts, or poker rooms?
Oh, you can play cards, and there's lots of reading material.
But you can always listen to the radio, right?
The radio? You gotta be kidding. Leon, you know that this thing is only temporary, right? This station will be fully automated and will be replaced by computers.
No, I didn't know that.
Then let me explain. It's only because Korea shot down our state-of-the-art communication relay satellites, because they disapproved of our Western slant of our broadcasts, that we've had to work up here in the old space station. All of our new relay satellites will be relaunched and activated soon. And when that happens, we'll be leaving this old space station, and you'll be looking for another job, back on Earth. I mean, seriously, how can we possibly gather news from up here, thousands of miles from Earth? We're just a link in the communications chain.
Korea shot down our relay satellites? I don't fully understand.
Okay, Lee, this is not public knowledge. This is top secret. I shouldn't be telling you this. Korea, working with the Russian Prime Minister Ivanka Putin, has jammed our signals, and they've been transmitting their own information to send their signals worldwide. Understand? So to continue broadcasting our own American media news and information, we have to shoot it directly to Earth from up here, live, from space. We can broadcast and receive sound bites from Earth, but that's it. That's the only reason we're up here.
Whoa.
Indeed. Whoa.
I think I understand. Well, anyway, I just checked the transmitter's readings and everything's fine. News is all ready to go. Say, do I have a little while to take a break?
Sure.
Which way is the restroom?
That's clear down the hall, last door on the right. And while you're at it, take a look around the satellite. It's pretty slick. But don't get lost, it's really huge.
Thanks. I won't get lost. I'll be right back.
Great.
And the Crescent City offshore winds are expected to exceed 15 knots, seas to 8 feet, with swells up to 14 feet. Cape Mendocino offshore winds to 10 knots.
In the beginning there was naught but dead air, and God turned on the light. Then lo, but behold, there cometh one morning, a morning, and thence there was no morning. And that begat a new daytime, along with the morning drive time, afternoon dry time, evening prime time, and late night crime time, in the darkness of looting. Thus wasseth the word of our God. For we knowest not the temptations, but deliver us unto the weevils. For mine is the powder, the glory whole what it is. And wheel us not into the vale of peers, for we wilt not, but blossom freely into thy holy vessel. That iseth not the whore of whole begotten, verily into the holy hostess of canine.
And what's more, Those tree-hugging liberal snowflakes are trying to get you and your loved ones to have a 5G Earth First chip injected into your body. And if you refuse, your belongings will be seized and you'll be shipped to a labor gulag.
Closed for reformatting. Wonder how that's coming along.
So you're saying we just feed all the collected characteristics of our listening audience into a database, and logarithms will put together the new format of our station, including type of programming, ethnicity of DJs, products of possible sponsors?
That's exactly correct. Just the way most commercial networks choose their formats.
Oh, please, just kill me right now. What the hell is a sounds closet? Oh, damn. Well, I didn't see anything. Finally. Women! Oh man, I should have known that she'd direct me to the women's room. Well, I guess I can hold it, I guess, a little while. Oh my god, what the? Oh, I better get back to the newsroom.
That was quick.
Luis, I just heard a scream down the hall.
Probably one of those suspense theater shows.
No, this was real.
Oh yeah? Well, if I have the details, maybe you should go investigate. You're a reporter.
But I'm not really a journalist. I just rip and read the news feeds from Reuters. And how could I gather news way up here in space?
Well, then I suggest you at least call security to... I have to go on the air in a minute.
Sure. Where's the phone?
Use the emergency intercom on the wall.
Security, I just heard a horrible scream down the hall. Oh, you heard it then. Okay, just let us know in the KQX newsroom in suite 1308. Great, thank you. Oh boy, what next?
Going live. Good morning, Earth. I'm Louise Lang with the latest news. This just in, President Barron Crump has just announced the U.S. has once again launched another airstrike on New Zealand.
Newsroom, I just heard... Oh, already? Oh man, that's awful. Well, was it foul play?
Those are the headlines. We'll be right back after a word from Monsanto Natural Foods.
Luis, security heard the scream and told me a woman's throat was cut.
Wow, that's big. Well, as soon as Reuters sends us feed about it, bring it to me, all right?
Reuters? But that could take days.
That's the way it goes, Leon, Mr. Non-reporter.
That's Leroy. Well, security said they'd keep us posted.
Great. I have to go live again. The spot's just about over.
Oh, jeez. Newsroom, under a lockdown, but I have to go to the... Oh, all right, keep us posted. Well, I can take a minute to find the men's room. Nothing down that hall. Maybe that one. Hey, you, I just arrived. Where's the men's room? Is that blood on your sleeve?
You didn't see nothing, understand? Or you'll get it next. Hell, I should gut you right now.
No, put that knife down. Wow, that was close. Oh, Christ.
Hey, Lamont, can you make me some more coffee?
Coffee? Well, maybe that psycho's gone now. There's someone... Hey, are you security?
Yeah.
I'm the one who called about the screaming, and I just ran into the cutthroat who did it.
Yeah?
He had blood all over him, and he was ready to kill me, too.
And how do you know someone was killed?
Well, that's what I was told. By the security office.
Well, somebody was killed. A woman's throat was cut. She was a reporter, one of those lefty talk stations. Who the hell are you anyway? And where were you 5 minutes ago?
A reporter. I'm reporter Leroy Barnes.
Uh-huh. I think I should pat you down.
Me? I'm not armed. I didn't do anything. I just saw the killer. He had a big knife, all bloody.
Oh, yeah? Where did you see him?
Down that hall. He might still be there.
What did he look like?
Like he had just slashed someone's throat. Covered with blood, medium height, stocky build, Caucasian, black jeans, beard, receding forehead. So go find him already.
I'm on it.
Holy crap. All right, Louise's coffee. Now, which way is it back to the newsroom? Oh, Jesus, there he is.
You again? You ain't another one of them pinko socialist news guys, are you?
No, we're middle of the road.
Same difference.
All the time to get a phone call. Maybe it's security again. Hello?
We've been trying to reach you about your car's extended warranty, which is about to expire.
I don't even own a car. I'm 2,000 miles up in space.
But sir...
Put me on your do not call list. Maybe I can duck in here.
So, kids, to receive your Scabby-Doo action figure of your very own, you just take your parents' credit card out of your mommy's purse or daddy's wallet, go to the phone, and dial.
Who the heck are you?
There's a psycho killer loose in here.
Buddy, this is a children's show. You can't say stuff like that. Get out of here.
Hey, kids, there's just some man from one of those adult shows.
This isn't made up. Someone was just killed down the hall.
Well, children, it seems our guest today is an actor, and he'll be playing the part of a very scared man who is telling us a story.
Hey, stop. Oh, it's you again. Seems that guy, the killer, isn't a legitimate worker on the ship. Nobody knows who he is.
Well, how did he get up here?
We don't know. Maybe he's been here since it was the Interplanetary Space Station. Hey, there's a lockdown in place. You shouldn't be...
Yes, I know, but I have to find a restroom.
You'll just have to hold it.
I can't. Where's the men's room?
Down this hall, take a left at the third hallway, then take a right at the second hallway.
Thanks.
Then find somewhere safe and lock yourself in.
I intend to. Finally. We should be safe walking our studio. Oh no!
Gotcha, you're dead, Pinko!
What the hell's going on here?
Luis, take cover! It's the murderer!
Don't be afraid, Levon. I'll... What the hell is this?
What?
The script! What is this triple aerial somersault, then kick slasher? Where's the director?
What's the problem?
This crap. It says I'm supposed to perform a triple aerial somersault, then kick slasher?
Yes, like Lucy Liu.
That's ridiculous. For one thing, I can't physically do that. Second, Lucy Liu has a stunt double doing that in movies. Third, it's ridiculous. Why would anyone do that? Are somersaults supposed to make a person tougher? Fourth, this is radio. No one can see whether I'm doing a flip or not.
But it's in the script.
I don't care. Look, it's preposterous enough that we're supposed to be in a space station doing a sci-fi story, but this is too much.
But it's in the script.
Screw the script. There are so many things wrong here. First, you can't go running through a space station. There's no gravity. The astronauts just float around in a spaceship.
They're wearing magnetic shoes. Look. Your character saves the day. She defeats the murderer. You should feel proud that your character saves the day.
Then let her pull out a pistol, or a taser, or a ray gun, but not a triple somersault. No one can do that.
Then just do three single flips.
Forget it. I'm out of here. Get someone else. Get Lucy Liu.
Do you realize that this is live? What you're saying is going out all over the internet?
I don't care.
So what are you going to do? Call a shuttle like you would an Uber and fly back to Earth?
What am I going to do? I'm going to walk out of the studio and drive home. We're not in space. We're right here in Redding, California.
But no one's supposed to know that. This is a play. We're on the air. You can't break character like this.
Tough luck, Spielberg. Just say this is a reality show. I am so out of here.
Oh, Christ.
What do we do now? Recast the Luis role?
We can't do that. There's no time. It's too late. This is going out live.
What if I subdue the killer?
Can you even do a triple somersault?
No.
I can do that. I used to be a stand-in film acrobat.
You're supposed to be the murderer. You can't subdue yourself. This is a disaster. I'm ruined. I'll never get a directing job after this.
This is Bob Christensen, one of the producers of Scratched Up Radio. Sorry about that, folks. A slight technical difficulty, but we'll just carry on with our next play. It takes place back here on Earth, and it's called Adventures in Cooking.
Camera 3, zoom in close on Sophie's frying pan. Camera 1, pull back for a mid-range shot of the kitchen.
Next, I'd like to show you how to make my succulent sun-dried tomato omelet. I like to use a little sunflower oil in the pan.
Sunflower oil. But Sophie's TV show sure is popular. We just got a new sponsor. They put up $20,000 for the next year for her to push their brand of flour. Sophie's going to be so excited. I know I am.
Wow. Great.
So I like to make my sun-dried tomato omelet. So on behalf of myself, WHBL, and Hercules Cast Iron Cookware, we bid you good day. Until next week, ciao.
Start the theme song. Roll credits. And we're out.
Great show, Sophie.
Thank you.
Sophie, we have a new sponsor. Paid a year in advance.
Well, that's nice.
Yep, it's Happy Farmers Flour.
Huh, I wouldn't use Happy Farmers for dog biscuits.
Well, you can just use it for the show then. They just want you to mention that it's what you use.
But I don't use it. I would never recommend it for anything. That crap's bleached, then enriched, has no flavor, no gusto. And it's filled with chemicals, and it tastes like chemicals.
Sophie, they paid for a year in advance. You have to use it. It's part of the deal.
Well, I didn't make any deal like that. I can't recommend it for anything.
But, Sophie...
Forget it. Start your own show. Then you can endorse it as much as you want, but I won't have any part of it.
Sophie, you have the most popular program on the station. They want you.
Well, I don't want them. I won't do it.
Sophie!
How can I endorse a product that won't make the recipe taste right? The answer is no.
But it's in your contract.
Yes, it is, for Hercules Cookware. But I didn't sign a contract for Happy Farmers Flour.
But we did. We leased them the name of your show, and the station owns the name of your show.
Then you can get someone else to host it.
But you don't really have to use it, just endorse it.
The answer is no.
But we can't return the money. We've already deposited the check. We need it. If you don't do it, we'll have to get someone else to do your show.
Fine with me, as long as my name isn't connected with it.
Do you know anyone who can cook?
Not like her. You know, she got a fan letter yesterday from New Guinea. New Guinea! I didn't know they had internet over there. It's her personality. People love her. Like a favorite aunt, like mom.
Well, if nothing else, we can hire a model. We'll take Sophie's recipes off some of her old shows and go with it. Hey, look at Regis and Kathy Lee and Kelly. They're interchangeable. People learn to like whoever's on.
Well...
We have to. The contract's signed. I'll just tell the sponsor Sophie can't do the show anymore. Personal reasons. And whoever does it will use Happy Farmers. The show's so popular, we won't have any problem. So, this new host has hosted a cooking show before.
Yep, for almost 6 months at KUKU in Humboldt County.
Huh, never heard of KUKU.
It was one of those fly-by-night stations. They went out of business. I heard they were closed by the DEA or something.
As long as it wasn't the FCC.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
You must be Ambiance.
That's Radiance.
So I see you've brought some already baked goodies.
Yeah, well, this way we don't have to stare at the oven for 20 minutes while the brownies cook.
Sure.
Want some?
As long as they're baked with Happy Farmer's flour.
Uh-huh.
Kind of earthy tasting, but very good. Hey, can I have another one?
Yeah, me too. Is that all you're going to cook today?
Oh, no, but it's a dessert. Chocolate mousse.
Chocolate mousse?
With lemon sauce. It's awesome.
Yeah, cool.
Wish me luck.
Good luck.
Cooking. I love to bake and fry. It always makes me high. It makes me want to fly.
Welcome, welcome, cooks and wannabe cooks. I know you're expecting to see Sophie here, but now she belongs to the ages. My name is Radiance, and I'm going to show you some modern recipes. So, grab your apron and let's do something awesome. Bring a saucepan.
Interesting introduction.
Yeah.
Kind of catchy, though. I kind of like it.
Yeah.
Chocolate mousse.
I could eat a chocolate mousse right about now. You know, she's kind of attractive in a strange way.
Yeah, it's like you're reading my mind.
Yeah.
Guys, the phone's ringing off the hook.
Off the hook.
Everybody's complaining that Sophie isn't on the air.
But she's using Happy Flower Farmer.
And that's what really matters.
But they say they'll never listen to the show again if Sophie isn't on it.
Well, let them eat chocolate mousse.
I don't think you see the seriousness of this. It's our highest rated show. It's been on for over 25 years. Ugh, I better go take more calls.
What was she saying?
Something about pissed off callers.
Mm. Oh, well, that's not good.
No.
Then just spoon it into dessert cups and chill until they're firm, about 1 hour. Then top them off with whipped cream and chocolate shavings. And voila, dessert is ready. Next, my special brownie recipe.
My supervisor? Well, yes, here he is. She wants to talk to you.
Hello? Yes, I'm the supervisor. I mean producer. Well, we hope to have Sophie back soon, but won't you give Radiance a chance? Oh. Well, if you'd like to come to speak with me in person... Yes, but by appointment's best. Oh, well, anytime 9 to 5. Okay, thank you. Goodbye.
All the calls are like that.
Well, I'm sure ambiance will grow on the viewers.
I don't know. Good afternoon, WHBL. Yes.
We want Sophie!
Hey! Can I help you?
Yes! We want Sophie back on the show!
Yeah! Give us Sophie!
Yes, yes, we all love Sophie,
But nothing! Bring her back!
Bring her back! Bring her back!
Let's take over the studio!
Yeah, let's do it!
Do it, Sophie!
You know, I really like this new gal.
We want Sophie!
Hey, wait a minute. This is a closed set. We're broadcasting.
What the hell?
I tried to stop them, sir.
This new host sucks. We want Sophie back.
We want Sophie! We want Sophie!
Enter the studio!
Hello, people. Would you like some brownies?
Okay, are they electric?
Uh-huh.
Where's Sophie?
Sophie who?
The real host of this show.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe she can be back with me next week.
I'm Sophie. I did this show until last week and I'm back.
Well, I'm so happy to meet you. Do you have any new recipes?
I'm full of recipes, but not with this flour.
Oh, okay. You can bring your own.
No, we have to use Happy Farmer's flour.
Nope.
Sophie... We're live on the air.
Fine. My friends want to speak their minds.
Yeah, let's go.
Let us speak.
Okay.
Yeah, put us on the air.
We think Sophie should be back on her cooking show.
Yes, we want Sophie back now and forever.
But we can't have two cooking shows.
I know. We can have two shows. Sophie can have this program, and we'll move Radiance to another time slot.
Okay, I can do appetizers and desserts.
Well, that's all right with me. I'll show how to make entrees. But I like this. What's going on? People talking about what's on their minds. I want to make that part of my show.
What? Well, I don't know about that.
Can't do it!
We like it! Do it!
Yes, Vox Populi!
Well, yes. Absolutely. Why not? Vox Populi!
Then we all agree. Does anyone have anything else to add?
I just want to say that this is the best thing I've ever heard of on television. The people have spoken!
Yes, speak, people!
We need Sophie and... what's your name?
Radiance.
Sophie and Radiance, forever!
Indeed, solidarity forever. Come on, people.
Solidarity forever! Solidarity forever! Solidarity forever!
Let's take it to the streets!
Well, we survived that possible riot.
Yeah, barely.
It's a win-win situation. Two shows instead of one. I'll just ask Sophie what her favorite flower is and then call them up to sponsor her show.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why, but I'm really hungry. I wish I could have snagged more of those brownies.
Well, guess what? I saved half a plate. Have one.
Or two. Don't mind if I do.
Hey, wait a minute. Are we still on the air?
Oh my God, I forgot all about that.
Don't worry about it. People are still stepping up to the mic and airing their feelings. But there's this one guy called Tanner Hyde with a cell phone who just has everyone captivated.
That name sounds kind of familiar. He's taking a call from a viewer.
But what are they talking about? He just said he was playing football with Sasquatch. That's crazy.
It's brilliant.
What? A guy taking phone calls from nutcases on TV?
No. We'll have people come in with their screwy Bigfoot stories. They can show pictures, photos, maybe even sex.
Oh, God. But even the name, Tanner Hyde, don't you think that's slightly offensive to women?
So it's suggestive.
It's kinky. It brings to mind S&M.
People like kinky.
But the critics will shred it.
What the hell with the critics? The viewers will love it. And the sponsors love the number of viewers. Kinky sells.
I'm starting to think you'd do anything for sponsors.
Bingo! You're learning.
You have been listening to News from a Satellite and Adventures in Cooking on Scratched Up Radio Theater. Both plays were written and directed by Lily Dubois, and the cast for both plays was Dustin Davis, Chloe Davis, Kim Mobley, Jeremy Cummings, Linda Reagan, Laura Christensen, Don Sigrani, Bob Christensen, Reagan Reagan, and Jim Dowling. Technical support for these plays, as always, by Lily Dubois. KKRN Community Radio is an all-volunteer station entirely dependent on donations and underwriting. We want to thank all of you who helped us through the COVID-19 pandemic with your generous donations while we have been unable to hold our usual community fundraising events. For any of you who would like to donate now to help keep our distinctive programming, like Scratched Up Radio Theater, stay on the air, go to kkrn.org and click on the donate button or send a check to KKRN, Post Office Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. Thank you. I'm your host, Dickie Magadoff. Good night, and thanks for listening to Scratched Up Radio Theater.